Jill Cataldo's here. How you doing there, Jill?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, let Pedro, Rob, Bob, Tommy, let those guys have tickets for Fast and Furious. Opens everywhere around the world on April 3rd. They're going to see it on March 31st, Fast and Furious. You into that at all?
Yeah.
You were on TV today.
I was.
JillCataldo.com, the grocery queen.
Welcome back, everybody. We continue our special series, Hidden Deals, with great savings on groceries. This morning, the keys to big deals, from the most valuable coupons to the best day to shop. We welcome coupon expert Jill Cataldo here this morning. Now, Jill became a coupon expert because she simply wanted to save money for her family.
That's exactly right.
And then you realize you could save a lot of money.
That's true, a lot.
Jill is an excellent shopper, so she's here to share some of her tips with us.
Isn't that weird how this has started? When did you become the bargain babe? When did you become the grocery queen, Jill Cataldo?
You know, honestly, you were on this way before anybody else. I mean, I think this is the 35th or 36th week I've been doing this for you guys.
This is nuts. Well, that's way too long.
Oh, okay. Well,
this
bye.
This is nuts. Now, hold on one second. Can you get him to that mic?
Because sure.
I don't know if it's the mic problem or if it's the people in front of the mics now, so I need you to get in there. As you can tell, off the air. It's complete chaos around here.
It is.
Boards blowing up, mics falling apart, phone systems jacking.
I was sitting in your green room and the lights went out.
Yeah, no, I don't know what's. I have no idea what's happening, but I can just tell you that's just frustrating as all hell. It really is. But I still don't understand how you became the bargain babe. What is it, because of your family? That's it?
Honestly, the Chicago Sun-Times did a story on me back in July. They had they had a thing out say, email us your savings for groceries tips. I emailed them in. They did a story on me, and this whole thing has snowballed. Obviously, the economy is driving this more than anything.
Yeah. People like cheap groceries.
They do. There's they no love cheap groceries.
All right. So this, you went on ABC 7. Now you're going to go on ABC 7 every week, or are you just
actually,
going?
Not every week. No. Although I think they'd want me on if I could. It's a long trip with the kids and things, you know, to get down here.
Wait, yeah. Wait. How old are your kids again?
13, 4, and 20 months.
Okay. Oh. And yet they live on $65 worth of food a week.
Very well.
Such a liar.
Oh no, I'm not.
$65 a week in groceries.
Sometimes less. Believe it or not.
Really.
Yes, really.
All right. Okay. Are you adjusting that mic while she speaks? Because you can hear the difference, right? Okay. And you can hear that over there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Jill Cataldo, the bargain babe. Here it is. Next year, you'll be able to eat again if you're lucky.
Next year, you'll be able to eat again.
Broke, broke, ain't got no dough. Boo-da-doom, broke, broke, ain't got no dough.
Jill Cataldo, the bargain babe, the grocery queen, the best deals of the week, $65 a week on food and supplies for a family of five. They're starving! For info and dates of upcoming super couponing classes, go to JillCataldo.com. That's JillCataldo.com. All right, what junk food do you have for us today?
I'm trying to do healthier stuff today
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Just a little bit. Starting off at Dominic's, they have this spend $25 on frozen, get $10 back. These are great sales because you're going to essentially, you know, spend $15.
Right.
With coupons, you spend even less. What I did, I bought two pizzas, two bags of frozen vegetables, one Italian Bertolli dinner for two, and one Jimmy Dean frozen breakfast. After coupons, I paid $19.95, and I got $10 back. So that's a lot of food for $9.95.
Wait a second. All right, go down the list again. What is the Italian meal you just put together as what?
It was a Bertolli dinner for two.
Okay, go ahead.
And then also two Bird's Eye steamed fresh vegetables.
Yeah.
Two Red Baron pizzas.
Yeah.
And one Jimmy Dean frozen breakfast.
What kind of vegetables?
Well, like a mix, you know, a vegetable medley.
Oh, like a medley of vegetables.
Yes.
All right, very good. And that cost me a total of
$9.95. $9.95, yes.
You spend $25 on frozen foods, get $10 back at Dominic's.
That's correct.
Wow, okay, got that one in. All right, here we go. What else we got?
Well, over at Super Target, potatoes are really cheap. Just, you know, regular potatoes. Very healthy, by the way.
Right.
5-pound bags of potatoes at Super Target are $1.50, and they have a $1 off coupon on their site. So 5 pounds of potatoes for 50 cents.
Why do you say potatoes are so very healthy? Why did you throw that one in? Because potatoes, I'm not necessarily assuming that potatoes are healthy.
The last couple weeks, people are criticizing it's all junk. You can do a lot of things with a potato. You can bake it, mash it, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I wouldn't put it under necessarily under the healthy banner.
It's a vegetable?
Sure, but it's still potato.
Yeah, but you're going to get 5 pounds of potatoes for 50 cents. What are you going to eat that cheap?
I don't know. I have no idea.
That is a good deal.
It is. Well, that's the one thing I can recall that my mom, my grandma, everybody always had was that big sack of potatoes,
mm-hmm.
right? They
mm-hmm.
always had that. I don't have anything in the house, Johnny. Would you like potatoes? Oh, sure, I'll take some. I love to eat potatoes. I
can't get over that dude's voice in Nebraska. How about that guy eats one potato and like to eat potatoes, really like to eat potatoes, really like to eat potatoes. All right, what else? So we got potatoes, 5 pounds of potatoes, 50 cents at Super Target.
That's right. Still at Super Target, they have Del Monte canned tomatoes. They are 66 cents a can, and there is a 40-cent coupon I've got on the blog at JillCatelda.com. You will take them home for 26 cents a can.
And remember, this is very easy to do. This isn't where you're cutting out coupons. I always remind people this because they go, I ain't going to even listen to this crowd. I ain't cutting nothing out. Just go to JillCatelda.com, and basically you're going to get all this food for nothing. You can steal it if you want. Del Monte canned tomatoes. Ugh.
Well, you know, maybe you can make something.
That reminds me of my grandma, too. Del Monte canned tomatoes, 26 cents a can at Super Target.
That's right.
Are canned tomatoes good?
Well, if you're making chili or you're making pasta or something, you can throw them in there, sure.
Season them up, throw them in there, and eat them.
Thank you, Kent.
Enough with you, Brandmeier.
Enough with you. No, can you imagine?
You don't like anything.
No, can you imagine our house?
Oh, man.
No, our house was like, and the worst, now you think I'm bad, my brother Joey, he's the worst. He is the most picky, finicky eater there has ever been on the face of the earth. On face of the earth. We have spaghetti. Can you take he would see one teeny little sliver of onion, just a teeny freak out. I will not eat the when my dad gets. Oh my goodness! You know how many noodles he got shoved in his butt? Oh man! Wow, man! I'm telling you. So if I saw a Del Monte canned tomato, I don't think I could go for it. Although 26 cents a can, maybe I'll be eating it soon. So
right.
There you go. Jill Cataldo's got that going for us.
There you go. Still at Target, they have bottles of Gillette Men's Body Wash. $2, and there's a $2 off coupon in the paper. $2 sale, $2 coupon, it's free.
Body Wash, Men's Gillette Body Wash. Now, I've seen the ads for it. It looks good. I'll bet it smells good.
I brought some with.
Can I see it?
Oh, of course.
Did you really?
I did.
Oh, nice. I really want to smell it. I love fragrances.
I know you do. It even has a scratch and sniff.
Look what you got. Look at her backpack. Her backpack's a Kiss backpack.
Yes, it is. I'm a big Kiss fan.
Okay.
Plus, when I do these grocery spots on TV, they want me to bring groceries, which is real fun to do on the train.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay, so I can scratch and sniff.
Yeah.
New scent, scratch and sniff. Come on. I can't really smell it. Should I do it with a quarter or something?
I don't know. Open it up.
It's got I think it's got a nice smell to it. Gillette. Oil control, face wash, and body wash. I don't know. Do you think it smells good? You're a woman.
I didn't even open it yet. I brought it for you.
Oh, wait a minute. Can I open it?
Oh, yeah, it's yours.
Well, I'm going to squirt all over it. Never mind. Yeah, go ahead and edit that one out.
It's so hard to open. How are you even supposed to open that in the shower?
I can't open this.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Gillette. What do you use, AJ?
I have no idea.
You don't even know what kind of soap you use?
I'm not using any soap, actually.
I'll give you $100 if you take your hand, dip it in water, and stick your hand in all those cords you're playing with over there. I don't know. I think it's a good, clean smell.
I don't know. Let me see.
I think it's got a good, clean smell to it.
Oh, it does. It smells like a man should smell. Nice.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's not bad.
I smell pretty good right now.
Smells like a man should smell.
I mean, nice, yeah. Not like sweaty and gross.
Yeah.
You know?
Smells like a man. Because, well, a man can't smell too nice. If a man smells too nice, you got a problem.
You don't want to be too perfumey.
No. You come out, you smell it, and then you're like a Middle Eastern dancer.
You know what it smells like?
Disco.
Like laundry soap almost, but good. Yeah, manly.
Right.
I tell you what, it smells ungodly. That's what it smells like.
All right, what else is smells? What else you got for us?
Over at Walgreens, they have toothpaste really cheap again this week. Colgate Total Advanced is $3.49. After the coupons I've got on the blog at JillCatelda.com, you will take it home for 24 cents a tube.
Toothpaste, always good.
Colgate,
need it.
Yep. There you go.
That's right.
Also at Walgreens, they have the Women's Chic Quattro very, very cheap. With the coupons on the blog, you are going to pay 99 cents for the Women's Quattro. It's normally $8.99.
Okay, so when you say, once again, to be clear, when you say coupons on the blog, you're going to go to your site, you're going to print these things out.
Print them or
and take
tell
them
you
in.
Where to get them in the newspaper.
And you just take them in.
Take them in.
End of story.
That's it. You're going to pay 99 cents.
And at the end of the checkout, because I've never been to a grocery store, so at the end of the checkout, they say your total, sir, is $130.
That's
and you say?
Well, not in your case. It would be $16.
Well, I give them the coupons, and then it comes way down, and then, yes.
Okay. And then I give them the coupons, and they just say, okay. Mm-hmm. They don't frown at you, or they don't say, a poor person at line at aisle six. There's no spotlight that will hit me if I hand these
in. No, you know what? They say smart person on aisle six.
Yeah, there you go. A smart person on aisle six. Okay, when is Grey Goose going to start running specials?
You know, like somebody asked that last week. The last liquor deals we had were in December, and it's seasonal. Again, it's holidays. It's probably going to be while beer will go cheap when barbecue season starts, so probably around April, May.
I thought drinking season was 365 days a year.
That's what I thought. That's what my league is.
It is, but the problem is they know you guys are going to buy it year-round, so they don't have to put it on sale.
You never see booze on sale.
Very infrequently.
Yeah, what? So never, right? Well, of course, in this day and age, especially with the economy, the last thing is a mom or dad needs to do is go out and get free booze when they can get them kids some Gillette men's body
wash. That's why the booze needs to be cheaper.
Right. That's because the kids can start drinking and forget they didn't have any dinner.
You know what I've read, though, Kat, is that the booze sales are actually up. People are not giving that up right now. That's like their one little last luxury.
Of course. And there's no way you're going to do that. Listen,
no.
You can at least have a buzz going while you're going down the tubes. That's the way I look at it. That's the way I...
You got to have a few shots in you before you look at your 401k.
Right. You can't just go ahead and open up anything to do with finances, your report, your portfolio, whatever it is, your wallet. I don't care what you open up to see what you have. You got to be high. There's no other way around it. That's what I'm still doing. I'm smoking those Smarties.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't they have a special on Smarties?
Easter's coming. We'll see candy go cheap just in a couple weeks closer to Easter.
Cool, man.
You bet.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Can you see a grown man taking Smarties like this at a bar and smashing them and smoking them like the kids are doing? What's wrong with you?
Just trying to stay young.
Yeah, just trying to be hip, man. Yeah, I'm doing Smarties. Anyone want to do a Smartie with me? Hey, Johnny, isn't that just candy you crushed up and pretending you're smoking? Yeah.
Yeah.
So what? JillCataldo.com. We got what else do we got?
Lastly, over at Walgreens, they have a good deal going on Stride gum. You know, the little minty, keep your breath fresh. With the coupons on the block, you're going to get 3 packs of Stride for 36 cents. That's 13 cents a pack.
I never heard of Stride gum.
It's a new brand.
Stride.
Stride. I know it's a stupid name, isn't it?
Nah, I don't like it. Doesn't sound like a gum.
Well, it doesn't. It sounds like something you do walking, but it is cheap.
So some advertising agency came up with that name.
Yes.
We got a new gum. What should we call it? Stride.
Stride.
Think about it. Someone thought that through in a group. Somebody
said, paid for that.
Yeah, some advertising agency got money to come up with the name of a gum called Stride.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to name a new gum, what would you name it right now? Is it Is it wintergreen? Is it fresh? Is it peppermint?
It is mint, but I wouldn't call it Stride. It sounds like the bottom of my shoe walking on the pavement.
Right. Shoe bottom. Hey, you guys got that new gum, shoe bottom? Let's see. Well, I mean, maybe the advertising agency out there listening now is going, yeah, there, Mr. Big Shot, you come up with a name for new gum.
There's already a lot of gum names taken.
Yeah. How many gum names are there?
There's 1,000 packs of gum.
Okay.
Go to the gum aisle.
Okay, here's my gum. Dentine. Okay, mine's Dentine.
And there's Trident, Orbit.
Yeah, but Dentine is the name of a company that makes gum. It's not the name of a gum.
But they got to have a name attached to it, right?
It says Dentine Peppermint.
There you go.
Okay, then it says what it is. In other words, so you could call that new gum mint. Right? No, and that's not going to sell.
No, probably not. But
mint gum.
Like I said, until I saw this, I'd never even heard of Stride gum. So
I know. Well, that's why it's on sale for 13 cents at Walgreens.
13 cents a pack. That's right. Very, very cheap.
13 cents. All right. So, yeah, here's what you've got so far. You've got frozen foods, 5 pounds of potatoes, and canned tomatoes, Gillette men's body wash. You mix that into your stew. Colgate Total Advance, 24 cents a tube. Schick Quattro razors at Walgreens. And you have pretty much spent maybe 9 cents total.
About.
You have all that from Jill Cataldo. Maybe you saw her this morning on ABC 7. You heard her here today. She is the coupon queen, the bargain babe, Jill Cataldo. Go ahead, say your big out.
My big out. It's time to check out. I'm Jill Cataldo. Visit JillCataldo.com for more deals.
JillCataldo.com.
Coupon queen. Smartest shopper I've ever seen. Coupon queen. Milk, cereal. Or even greens, oh yeah. She is one smart girl, best we've seen. She is the coupon queen.
You know, Joe just left the building. Jill Cataldo, the bargain babe, the grocery store queen. And I should have told her the story because this one frightens me. World's deadliest spider found in Whole Foods produce section.
I forgot what that's called. Remember that? Was that Jill, the grocery babe, Jill Cataldo? Yesterday she brought in different things for sale. No, wait. Don't stand in front of it yet. Wait. So Vince is in here. Vince from audio. No, wait. Do you smell that?
Yeah, it's up my nose and in my mouth.
What is that called again, though? What is that? Is Glade something? Remember she said it's a sensor. You put it in front of the toilet, and when people get away, move away from the toilet, it sprays Glade into the air.
Mm-hmm. Glade, Glade Sense and Spray Apple Cinnamon.
Okay, so follow this. So here's my studio board. So I'm sitting here. Vince is on the other side of the board. He walks in, and then he goes like this. What, did you just do that? And I go, do what? He goes, did you just spray me?
What was that for? I thought you were messing with me.
I go, what are you talking about? He goes, you just sprayed me with Glade. he stood in front of the Glade sensor thing and he sprayed him in the eye.
I smell fresh now.
Oh, can you smell that?
Yes, it's up my nose.
Okay, wait, now, could you just demonstrate it for me again? But just go over there, because that's the weirdest thing.
Here.
All right, wait. It shoots out of the top, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't see how that, where you put it on the back of your toilet.
Johnny.
Yeah.
It only goes off every half hour. There you goes. Stand in front of it.
Did you hear
and
that?
Then it'll go every half hour. You can push the button and it'll go.
Okay, wait. Esmeralda, what do you mean? If you put this in your toilet.
Yeah, so say you go in, it sprays, it won't go again until another half hour unless you push the button.
Wait, so they're assuming everyone goes to the bathroom every 30 minutes or no one goes?
Well, you know, because if five people go in, the thing goes off five times, it's going to be overkill.
Here, this is what I got.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, good point.
You're asphyxiated in your bathroom.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. All right, leave it. Put that back where it was then. Oh, this place smells like a whorehouse. Oh, man.